Hey, what's going on, everybody? Just a quick reminder before we get the show started today. We are asking for your support on Anchor to go follow and donate to us and whatever amount you can. Follow and support us on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Probably Political and on Twitter at Prob Political. Your support and follows literally take like 2 seconds. I know everybody's on their phone and they can do it. Just type in the username into the search bar, click the follow button, and we will really appreciate you. Now, back onto the show. What's going on, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors? We are back again for another episode of Simple Man Talks. I am Blaine, as always, behind the matte black microphone, and you still have yet to see this awesome face because Jaboy can't afford a webcam. With that being said, you should go support us at Anchor at Probably Political and donate what you can so it can help me afford things like a webcam and actually help us afford some cool merch, t-shirts, caps, you name it. We got all that in the works, but we need your help to go support us first and foremost. Again, just another quick reminder, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Probably Political, and you can find us on Twitter at Prob Political. Now, with that out of the way, whoo boy, let me tell you what, today's show is going to be a doozy. So I've been seeing a lot in the headlines talking about checking your quote unquote white privilege and your racist agenda, so to speak. So in other words, if you're not an African American or a black American, you are obviously in the wrong because you don't know what it's like to be an African American or black American because you're not that. So with that being said, there's also been a lot of Confederate statues and monuments being dismantled and taken, or defaced and taken down, so to say, and they're being labeled as racist. So we're actually going to take a little history lesson today and talk about how these things are not racist. They are simply statues of history. Also, I got into a little bit of a Facebook war with somebody this weekend over the Confederate flag. So we're going to be covering all of that today. So if you're a snowflake and if you're already not agreeing with me, you can just go ahead and go and just wait till next week's episode, because obviously this week's episode is not for you. But if you want to try and peacefully debate me, please stay and we can more than likely get along and discuss something. Contact us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. That's what those platforms are there for, so you can contact us if you have something to disagree with or debate us, whatever the case may be. So, first and foremost, I always start out with something a little light, and I want to just point out to everybody out there that I understand times are still going tough with the corona still going on and everybody just having watched what they say. And we, like I said last week, you shouldn't have to feel bad. But honestly, though, some of the people out there checking everybody's privilege should probably out there be trying to make the economy better and make some more money so they can quit blaming everybody else for their problems.
I hate to tell you, Puerto Rico, but you've thrown our budget a little out of whack.
So, like I said, today's episode is really all going to be just talking about what you need to know and having a right mind of what's fact and what is actually fact and what's being blown out of proportion and being labeled as racist, aka anything that's Confederate or historical, so to speak. So without further ado, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to be back with segment two, and that will probably be the last segment of the day because we have so much to cover today. So hang tight. Hey there. Are you looking for more entertainment? Are you looking for cravings of unsweet tea or constant deliveries of Pizza Hut pizza? Well, do I have the show for you? These shows are called The Katie and Kayla Show and Kicking It Back with Kayla. Both are really great media sources, also fueled by probablypolitical.com. Check these shows out and so much more on our website. Now, back to Simple Man Talks. Welcome back, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors, to segment two of the day. So, if you didn't pay attention to the first segment, I kind of flew through it just a little bit just because I'm going to be talking about a lot today. And what we're going to be talking about is the Confederate flag actually racist, and any other Confederate monuments? Also covering a Facebook war I got into with someone who obviously doesn't know their information. So without further ado, let's get on with it. So, obviously, since I'm covering this topic, you can probably guess my standpoint, but if you can't guess my standpoint on it, obviously, I don't think that the Confederate flag or any Confederate monument at all is racist.
You just lost a listener.
Okay, so going off of that, we are going to get into this little Facebook war that I had with this person. Not really a war. I really just tried to keep things civil, but then this individual just kept on blowing it out of proportion. So without a further ado, let's get into it. Then we'll hop into a little bit of history lesson so we can debunk what this person was saying. All right, so what this original post was... It's a picture of a Nazi flag and a Confederate flag. And the post says, what this is to the Jews, and it shows the Nazi flag. It says, this is to black Americans, and it shows the Confederate flag. Now, in my opinion, comparing Nazi Germany to the Confederacy is a kind of a stretch because one was devoted to literally liberating a whole population of people, a.k.a. the Jews, and one was more dedicated to preserving their economy with enslaving the African Americans. There's a huge difference between killing and not killing individuals purposely. The Nazi Party literally purposely killed the Jews just so, like, because they thought, like, literally the Jews were like the scum of the earth.
That's terrible.
So, moving on, I went on this post and I commented, I said, you know, maybe people should actually look into what the Confederacy was all about. And along comes this individual, and good Lord, I'm going to warn you right now that this person just wrote me paragraphs. So I'm literally going to sum up the best I can without reading the whole thing, because it's just going to make me lose more brain cells than what I did the first time I read it. So let's get into it. So she says, maybe people should recognize that they can put whatever spin on it they want. At the end of the day, the South still not only wanted black slaves, but also when they lost, because they did. All right, first off, let's just stop right there. We all know that the South lost the Civil War, because anybody who took first grade through high school knows that the Civil War was lost by the South. It's common knowledge. Nobody's saying that they didn't think the South lost. If the South didn't win, slaves would still exist. Okay, so continuing. They continued to say... where'd I go? Here we go. They continued to use black men as their poster child for what a criminal looks like, so they could use them as a slave labor, which was still illegal if they were a criminal. Slaves were what made the South's economy, which is true. Slaves were what made the South's economy what it was before the war, and they were fighting to keep it that way. I don't know, man. Maybe people should just look into the painful past the flag represents. Okay, going off of that comment, if that past is so painful and people are currently saying that the American flag represents racism, they're saying that the pain that is caused by the Confederate flag also means that the quote-unquote racism that is being represented by the American flag also means that America is racist, and you don't stand with that. So as far as I'm concerned, if you don't like that, you can try and go somewhere else and try doing what you're doing here, and let me know how that goes from the prison that you're sitting in. So I responded, I said, so we're not going to acknowledge all of the economics that actually played into the fact about the Civil War. Now, I will say, I do understand that slaves were also a huge part of the Civil War, just to the fact because that was the workforce that drove the South's economy, because the South had a way, way, way bigger farming industry than the North. The North only had, sustainable small farms that could produce whatever. I even told this individual, I said, I agree slavery is wrong, but comparing it to Nazi Germany is a very large stretch. And let's not forget about the slaves were sold out by their own people. And honestly, you know, to sit there and say that this, we can't ignore that the slaves were sold out by their own people. That's what everybody has to understand here. I mean, if you look at South America, that's why there's a greater population of African descent up to the south because of that, because of the Spanish bringing the slaves over and whatnot. So she responds, no, it's definitely a fair comparison talking about the Confederacy and the Nazi Party. We've been systematically killing black people since the Civil War. That's not mentioning black-on-black crime. There was a propaganda out just to criminalize them, and hun, your slaves were sold out by their own people. Comment just sounds like, but guys, black-on-black crime. It's not us, it's them. And I'm not sitting here denying that there's white-on-black crime, Latinx-on-black crime. Any other race on black crime exists, but black on black crime, the numbers are way higher than anything else. She said, let me explain this bleep. Yeah, there's a lot of cuss words in here too, so we're going to try to do our best to censor those out. So let's see, let me explain this to you. And she pretty much starts going into this long, long paragraph about how systematic racism has been around forever. And do I agree that there is some degree of racism that was back in the days? Of course. If you look at film, humor, anything that happened back in the day when all the civil rights, like pre-civil rights, that there's a lot of that going on. And it wasn't really looked at or voiced about until, you know, post-civil rights when everything started coming together. And it kind of veered away from the topic of the Confederacy, and pretty much towards the end, and this is when you, in my opinion, we start losing an argument. This person said, read a book, watch documentaries, do something, because it's so blatantly obvious how uneducated you are to systematic genocide.
That's terrible.
So this is what I said back to that person. And keep in mind, guys, I'm really just trying to hear what this person is trying to say. And I'm not really trying to, you know, get back at anything. Everything that she said, I pretty much found. I found some articles on it, but the sources were anonymous. And there's no way that I could prove something was correctly accurate without a source. So if you know anything about finding sources, you have to have one to prove something to be true. All right. So this person claims that they have done their research outside of Fox News and CNN. I was once again told to go buy a book. She told me to listen to people from the community who is hurting. I just realized that this person doesn't know how to do proper English. Watch documentaries that are made by the black community. Okay, so if I am to sit there and watch a black community made movie, should I really apply that to the rest of the black community that I'm around? Because I can tell you right now, the black community that I live around, yes, there was a peaceful protest in my town not too long ago. But there's also another fair share of people in the black community that don't feel the same way. You know, they feel that, I mean, they have a highly different opinion than everybody else. We have that freedom in America to have a different opinion from everybody else because of the fact that that's our God-given right and it's our First Amendment. So, with that being said, this person went on to explain how the education system had failed us and also brought up red line districts and kept specifically the black community in poverty for so long. Now, this is what got me, because at this point, it's all about, this is what I want you all to realize. Everything that this person has been telling me on social, on this whole Facebook feed has been revolving around the African-American community. Now, not to say that I'm not disagreeing that the African-American community is affected by some things based on race. I do feel like there's a couple things, light things that are affected, just given or taken. But when you bring up redlining, okay, redlining really isn't a thing anymore. It's just being re-implemented. It's just for the same fact to say that, oh, well, that statue of General Lee is racist because he represented slavery, or he fought for slavery. All right, well, that's not really the whole case here, but whatever you say. And people have to also realize the whole fact about redlining is that it's not a whole bunch of, I mean, it is a good number of minorities that do live in a lower money district, but what is actually a lesser living district? Like, what really defines quote unquote poverty? That can be a different thing for, like, say, I don't know, my hometown of Brenham, Texas, compared to Austin. A higher living estate here could be considered like middle class or poverty in a bigger city. You know, it's just one of those things where you have to really look at it and not just look at a line with a bunch of dots on it saying, oh, well, that's what this is. No, that's not the case. You have to look further into it, guys. I promise you, do your research and you'll get better results. So, just wrapping up the Facebook fight, quote unquote fight here. Pretty much I made the statement, oh, so we're not going to pay attention to everybody else. We're just paying attention to African Americans, and got a response saying that nobody's saying that it doesn't affect other people, which her argument pretty much just stated so, because she just stated African Americans, not the Asian communities, not the Latinx, and so forth and so forth, even white communities at that. So what I'm trying to come around here, guys, is saying that what this whole argument conspired is, don't let somebody sit there and throw the whole Black Lives Matter thing and African American this, black that. It's not just about them. As much as it is a problem going through America, I do agree that something should be done, and that these things, for say inequality, should be fixed, but it goes all around the board. It goes for white people, Asians, Hispanics, black people, everybody. That's what it goes around the board too. So, and also, if you want to sit there and say that the Confederate flag or a Confederate monument is racist, most people down in the South that I have talked to consider it a symbol of Southern pride or Southern heritage, not something as racist. I even took a poll on Twitter to see how many people actually thought that the Confederate flag itself was racist. And out of all the people that actually answered it, I was literally the only one that said I didn't think it was racist. So for those of you that answered that you thought it was racist, I hope I could shed a little bit of light onto how it is not racist. So for to say an object from the past of history that represented so much more than just slavery, economics, fighting for whatever pride that they had for the South itself to protect their economy to their only source of income at the time. Granted, it could have been produced at a better, more ethical way at the time. It's what was considered the norm. Obviously, nowadays, that's not the case. But honestly, if people keep living in the past like this, nothing's going to change in the future. So if I was to make a suggestion, I would also say get out of the past and start living in the now so you can make a change for the future. So if you're going to get into any kind of debate or argument, please, 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 I beg you, do your research and check your facts and not let them be powder puffed in a cloud of false information that you're going to get off of a clickbait headline or a mainstream news source. Look up the history of it. Look up the documents. There's so much that goes into the Civil War and the Confederacy that I don't have enough time to cover it all with you today, but am open to discussing it on Twitter at ProbPolitical. Just message the page or even tweet at us, and I promise you, we do respond in a timely manner, so you won't be left without a response like forever, I promise. So that's really all I have today, just to wrap it up. Racism is wrong. Everybody needs to come together to make something right, and it's not just one particular race that's being affected. Everybody's being affected by this in general. So open your eyes, see what's going on, and come together. So again, thank you for listening today, guys. Go out and support us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Probably Political, and at Twitter at Prob Political. Don't forget also to go support us at Anchor at Probably Political. Donate what you can so we can get some merch cranked out and so much more. So without further ado, I'll see y'all guys later.